KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration agents say they arrested nearly 1,200 people in operations Monday. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was on hand for a New York City arrest.
Noem is expected to witness other immigration enforcement actions as agents detain undocumented migrants targeted for deportation. New York City is one of several so-called sanctuary cities where federal authorities are conducting operations meant to expedite the removal of millions of undocumented immigrants.
There are major questions about the future of federal aid and grants after the White House Budget Office ordered all payments paused to review if they're consistent with President Trump's policies. Social Security and Medicare are exempt. It's not clear if the president has the authority to stop these payments, which have already been approved by Congress. Norfolk Southern's going to pay $22 million to the village of East Palestine, Ohio, to settle claims from the 2023 train derailment. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while that patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. They have to be done under the supervision of a doctor, but the patient does not need to consent beforehand. 25 states have now passed laws saying patients must give their consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row this bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but has never made it to the final stages. And the month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin SaltWise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
And this is huge news up north. Some snowmobile trails are open. Last year, they didn't open at all. But now people are able to use some of the trails in northern parts of Bayfield County. Now, that's not a ton, but at least it's something. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor so nothing happens. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, lows near 30. Again, though, the wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
About is a mass deportation that's rounding up everybody, children, families, business owners. And I would like somebody in the Trump administration to explain to me how doing that is actually going to reduce costs, help our businesses, help our communities, and make us more safe.
Thank you, Representative Crow. I would like to know that as well.
Jason Crow.
Oh, yes, thank you. Did you see this from a post on Democratic Underground?
Mm.
A woman confronts a vocal MAGA supporter complaining about the skyrocketing cost of her insulin. She is a Trump-supporting Medicare recipient, furious that her life savings prescription, once an affordable $10, thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats, has now risen to a crushing $782.
Goodness.
Under Donald Trump. You know, it's almost like... It's almost like
you were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
Okay. Thank you, Bob Seska, once again, sharing your bodily show fluids. Okay, L.A. Blue Dot in Georgia says, in a normal America, Eric Trump threatening American citizens to obey or else would be considered a scandal. In Trump's America, we call it Monday. Did you see his tweet? He's like, we're serious this time, you guys.
Okay, gummy.
How you doing? Okay. I can't. How can you take him seriously? He looks like those clacking comedy teeth that are trying to escape from
right.
his mouth.
Just, yes.
I'm warning you.
Guys, okay. Quit.
Whatever, gummy. Okay. Jamel Bowie says, we have a president with a tenuous grip on a small legislative majorities who is out of the gate with a flurry of dramatically unpopular orders and who has demonstrated his weakness on the international stage. If I were an elected member of the domestic opposition, I might try to draw real blood. Literally, figuratively, politically.
Right.
And I agree. It's just what you're hearing from everybody. Fight, Democrats, fight. It is true. We are not some tiny minority. And I keep saying everything he's doing is wildly unpopular. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that's not going to make a difference at some point.
And right now.
And this idiot on Democratic Under, how come my insulin is $800 now?
And right now, the Republicans are taking advantage of the fact that Democrats are somewhat demoralized.
Right.
And
well, stop it.
Exactly.
All right. It's a new year.
Pull out of it. Because
this has started. This show has started. Wake up. Get back in the fight. You know, you got to do. I keep saying, don't let them take your joy. Do what you have to do to maintain your health mentally, physically. In Jody's case, it's get them away from us, which is fine.
Well,
she'll be back next Tuesday. She needed a week off. And then she'll be here every Tuesday.
I'm going to Universal Studios this weekend.
Yay! I did. Oh, and I threw my back out last week because I am
old.
Yes. And then I did a 45-mile bike ride, 3.5 hours in the Santa Ana winds on Saturday. And do you think that made this will be like an eye test, an IQ eye test. Do you think it made my back better or worse? Better or worse?
Worse.
Yes, yes!
I don't think there was any other answer.
Not known for my good decisions, but I did enjoy the ride. It was on the Santa Ana River Path. It was delightful.
Oh, nice.
Oh, by the way, yes, this is the yesterday's hate letter was that I'm a racist because I can't remember why. I mean, it's obvious, but I can't remember why exactly.
I can't remember either.
Oh, because I hired Bella.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were half Latino. See, yeah. I did a DEI hire without
Latina.
Meaning to. Yeah, whatever.
Oh no, I can already.
Boy.
I didn't know you were gay when I hired you. Remember? But you told me, I was like, okay.
Well, no, Faith is the one who said to me, so are you gay or no?
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
You're
that probably
producer.
Wasn't legal to ask you that, but.
It probably wasn't.
Yeah. I think I just paused. I was like, okay, I still need that sound effect.
Well,
whatever.
Well, back then, we were working for an actual corporation.
Yeah.
So yeah. I could have gone to HR.
I keep doing DEI hires accidentally.
You're so
Bella is 100% awesome. That's all I know.
Right. She's 50% DEI higher, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, 50, good 50. For me. Good for me. Look how woke I am. Damien, oh, it was Tim that said I'm a racist for hiring Bella.
Yes.
Damien in York says, so just a few days ago, I was at Sexy Liberal DC. In addition to me, there was a man named Kevin, another guy named Harry Dunn, these two ladies named Francis and Angela. You said to me, well, hello, Angel, and I hugged you like the hot millennial that you are. Wink. Between that and your major Taylor bike posse, I guess my point is, if you're a racist, you really, really suck at it. It's like, I'm a lesbian, but I'm really bad at it.
All your best friends are black.
I don't ever say that, but I'm just... I'm still practicing being a lesbian. I'm obviously not good at it. Still single. Okay.
No.
Speaking of Celine and Nicole, greetings from Canada, not the 51st state.
Well, how about that?
How about that? Good morning from Nicole and Celine, the official Canadian lesbian power couple of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, gling.
Are all Canadian ladies required to be named Celine?
I think so. Yes, it is a law.
Okay.
I guess I should be playing O Canada. Do we have that?
We have O Canada. We did at one point. Okay. Maybe the drunken Canadian intern got rid of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh.
That was a bad DEI hire. We had the... it's fine. Oh, here? Okay, I will switch right. For Celine and... not quite that loud. Thank you. Okay. We had the pleasure of traveling to both San Francisco and Boston to see the Sexy Liberal Show. Those were the only times we traveled to the States since 2015. Sadly, I had to miss the show in San Francisco due to getting COVID while I was there. I remember. But I managed to finally see you in person in Boston. It was better I could have imagined, especially the meet and grope. Unfortunately, with the clown show that is the Trump administration ripping apart any semblance of democracy, we will not be stepping foot in the States anytime soon. Most people we speak to here in Canada feel the same way and know there is not a snowball's chance in hell we want to become the 51st state.
And they have a lot of snowballs there.
Did Trump say they'd have better health care? I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah, because our healthcare system is fantastic, isn't it? Blah, blah, blah. After seeing the chaos and destruction he did in just 1 week, we rearranged our trip to the Caribbean to avoid having to spend any time and money in the States. We were supposed to spend some time in Miami. We just couldn't do it. We love all of you. We'll continue listening. We just signed up for your Patreon page. Oh, yay! To help keep you on the air like so many other listeners, we stop watching mainstream media the day after the election. Keep up the good fight. Remember, if you ever need a break from the madness, you and the crew are always welcome here in the Great White North. Viva la resistance, Nicole and Celine in Canada.
Yes, I've been in Canada twice. It's a lovely, lovely country.
It is indeed. I live right across the, right near Niagara Falls in Buffalo.
I've been to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls.
Mm. Okay, thank you for that fun fact.
Well, it's the pretty side, mm-hmm. quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Trump is currently on vacation at his private golf club while prices skyrocket and bird flu spreads. Nearly 30% of his days as president have been spent golfing so far. Yeah, I guess he figures his work is done. He did take a three-day weekend after work.
Mm-hmm. He did.
4 days.
Yep.
Okay, here we are. Glenn also tweeting, Dear Democrats, we don't want you to work with him. We want you to fight him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's a question. I could maybe start wearing my impeachment shirts again.
Okay.
Lorax says, someone explain to me why pardoning convicted seditionists isn't an impeachable offense. I'd sort of like to look into that.
Because pardoning is in the Constitution is completely legal.
But so, seditionists? People that tried to overthrow and plead guilty?
There are no conditions. There are no conditions on a presidential pardon.
All right. Dana with a homo tweet. There's never been a same-sex marriage that has harmed or even inconvenienced a straight person ever. Thank you. Thank you, Dana. Okay. Aaron in Maryland. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I, 2 weeks ago, retired from the federal government after 30 years with the IRS.
Good. He's gonna give you a gun and send you to the border now, according to...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's not. I could see all of this stuff coming, and I refused to work for a convicted felon. I mean, considering I spent 20 years of my career testifying in court against people, who were charged with tax fraud and things like that.
Yeah.
Really kind of diminished the work that I've done for all these years. But I'm terrified for the people that I've left behind. It sounds like it's just bonkers in a lot of these agencies. People don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know if they're going to have to go back to the office and so on and so forth. I've had one friend who was one of the ones that was put on admin leave for, her DEI position, things like that. So, I decided that the smartest thing to do is just take my retirement money and run.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I did.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It's honestly horrifying what is happening. It's hard. It really is hard to keep up with. To Selena's point, Moxie says the fact that almost every other country hates Trump might be our saving grace. Yeah, we're pretty much fighting with everybody within a...
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. It's a happy clappy.
Okay.
Mindful says, luckily we have a data analyst getting information out. California has its first outbreak of bird flu, which is known to be more pathogenic and has a high mortality rate. That counts as a happy thought, but only because at least we have someone's telling us, because Trump's going to make sure that no one tells us anything. Okay. And this one I mentioned at the top of the show, I think it's worth mentioning again.
Okay.
Art says police in Houston, Texas, now looking for J6er Andrew Taki, who was released from prison after Trump pardoned him for pepper spraying police officers because of allegations of soliciting a minor. So many criminals and child predators Trump has released back into the... Okay. One of whom was shot by police yesterday.
Yep.
For resisting arrest.
Yep. Shot and killed.
Okay. Meanwhile, did I mention that there's active talk, at least on Fox News, of putting Trump on Mount Rushmore?
Yes, you mentioned that.
They expressed their, a panel on Fox expressed their strong support for Donald Trump's.
For dear leader on.
Right. Mm. Uh-huh. Harris Faulkner kicked off the segment by declaring.
Her.
That just a week into his second term, there's already calls to put his face on. There's calls just from the people next to you, but
right,
okay.
Right, that's it.
That's what some say. They mean some in the Fox hallways
right,
say.
Yeah.
Right. Kelly McEnany.
Oh, that's right. They hired her, didn't they?
Yeah. Please, does somebody keep calling her Kelly? Because that one time she
Kelly.
Went, that's Kelly. Okay, she said there is also a petition in Congress to change Dulles Airport's name to Donald Trump International Airport. So you have Trump and you have Reagan in D.C. Wouldn't that be something special for the swamp?
I think John Foster Dulles would take exception to that.
Yeah, Kelly, that'd be great. I would be all for putting President Trump's face on currency, she said. Also,
don't you have to be dead at least 10 years before you go on currency? It's the same as a stamp.
It's like 5 days in there, we want to put him on Mount Rushmore and on currency because Great Lear is doing a fantastic job so far. Everything's going great. Okay.
Yeah, if you like chaos.
Bella, did you eat the entire thing of gummies? I know you drank the entire bottle of wine I gave you.
About halfway through.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I'm going to have to be her supplier.
I chugged that bottle of tincture you gave me yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I give and I give.
Oh, thanks.
I need to keep my entire staff sedated heavily.
So giving.
That was the problem. You know what? I should have just shot Jody with a tranquilizer dart to keep her here for 4 years.
I didn't think of that.
Like, I watched enough Wild Kingdom. I should have known to just, when she made a run for it, just... It's right in her neck.
Uh-huh. I'll be Marlon Perkins in the helicopter.
Oh,
she has no idea what we're talking about.
No, she doesn't know. We're talking old person code.
Bella was born in 2002.
Oh, Sean only knows Wild Kingdom because of us.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real. Okay. Wow. Uh-huh. Wow, wow, wow.
Uh-huh. We're old.
Why do I keep hiring younger and younger people? So I feel even old. I feel like the Crypt Keeper now. See, she knew that reference.
Do you know that reference?
I was laughing at your laugh.
Oh, that was my Crypt Keeper laugh.
Tales of the okay. Crypt. That was an HBO show.
Okay. Oh, let me pause. I've run out of juice. Okay.
Do you know anything from the last 5 years?
No, okay. I don't know.
Should we have a marathon? A movie marathon?
Sure.
Yes, let's do it. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. Are we done with these holy rollers, these hypocrites?
Nope.
These bishop buddy bashers?
They're not going away.
Okay, Christian nationalism on the rise, as you know, threatening our rights and freedoms for non-religious free thinkers like us. It's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, advocacy for reason and science. When you become a member, you're not just a movement, you're in a community. You get their newspaper, you get events with like-minded people, right? Activists, bam. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year that we've tried to preserve our religious liberty. Liberty. FFRF. .us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you HD hands in the air and just don't care.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce coming up. And Hal Sparks, yay, what a treat.
Yay.
On all of that, hour three. Here is that douche nozzle, Scott Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
On CNN.
This Scott, salute trutherism is outrageous. This is
so
the most,
do it right
this is
now
the
on
biggest,
TV.
This is the biggest conspiracy.
So why do it right now on TV?
It's crazy.
If you think it's normal, if you think this Scott. Is a normal way to greet people, do it right now on TV.
Scott.
Why won't you?
See, he called it Nazi salute trutherism.
Okay. Yep.
Everybody in the world recognizes the Nazi salute
yes.
that Elon Musk gave.
Even the
more,
Nazis.
Not the Nazis. Say yes, that's a Nazi salute. In a totally unrelated story, oh, there's a new burger chain named after Donald Trump. Didn't we already name that?
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
No, it is actually Trump Burger.
Uh-huh.
Right. Has he shut this down yet or demanded, I don't know, how
payment?
Much? Yes, exactly. Chain not affiliated with Donald Trump expanding rapidly across Texas. Oh, because of course.
Because yeah. Texas.
Yeah, because now you can get COVID, tuberculosis, but a Trump burger in Texas. Because remember, aren't they the ones also doing all the anti-vax stuff?
They
as
are.
I said earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have T-shirts and sandwiches that have Trump names branded onto the bun. Because that's exactly what you want in your burger bun.
All right.
Locations have cardboard stand-ups with Trump as well as campaign flags lining the walls and covering the windows, interspersed with drawings, pro-Trump, and obscenity-festooned anti-Biden T-shirts, hats, and other merchandise.
Like a Let's Go Brandon type thing?
They always say we're the ones that need to let go of the past.
Of the
but
past.
They have Let's Go Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anti-Biden something. Okay. And a branded Trump bun. Don't you feel like every story is part of the idiocracy now? Pretty much every story I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. This is the, and this was the over-the-top memo from the Trump's first week in office.
Okay.
Week one, the wins keep piling up.
That's, wins?
Uh-huh. That's
all
what
right.
It, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling
so much
those?
Winning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Trump's first week in office certainly was eventful as his mass deportation policy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, bless you. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Secretary of Defense Pete Rapia McDrunkie got confirmed. Elon Musk.
Pete Hegseth.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Elon Musk torpedoed a big AI infrastructure announcement. Trump signed a ton of executive orders, including one that was blocked and derided by a Reagan-appointed judge, fired half a dozen or so inspectors generals, and somebody, or as he says, just the winds. The winds just keep piling up. How much did you say you paid for eggs? Sorry.
$14 for 18 eggs.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Rocky Mountain Mike wants to say welcome, Bella. Hi, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Hi. When I recorded the Hitler Burger jingle, Bella was 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
We played her your delightful How to Run the SM Show board.
Yes.
Which is eerily
But I sent you a measles song. I sent you a measles song as well. You might want to get to that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know. Yes, let's do that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, all right. We're getting right on that. Thank you. Thank you, Rocky Mountain.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no, thank you.
Welcome, Bella.
Thank you.
Yeah, he puts together pretty much all of our music, all of our parodies, all of our jingles.
Everything. Yeah. Genius, genius.
He is
a genius. All right, 29 minutes. Speaking of genius, what a setup. Charlie Pierce.
Whoa.
Next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while that patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. They have to be done under the supervision of a doctor, but the patient does not need to consent beforehand. 25 states have now passed laws saying patients must give their consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row this bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but has never made it to the final stages. And the month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
And this is huge news up north. Some snowmobile trails are open. Last year, they didn't open at all. But now people are able to use some of the trails in northern parts of Bayfield County. Now, that's not a ton, but at least it's something. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, lows near 30. Again, though, the wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom, she'll be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Campaign.
We need those allies, and we need stability, especially in neighboring countries. Tariff war, trade war, guess what that does? It doesn't just drive up the prices for American consumers, but it also drives up migration.
Thank you, Representative Escobar. Okay. Rocky Mount Mike just called. We didn't even know. But this is, you know what? It's the Stephanie Miller Show. We're making dying of an infectious disease, we make it seem fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I saw her today. I saw her face was covered with red spots. And I knew I had to get away. And get down on my knees and pray that they go away. And so we begin. Measles and pimples because of all my pride. From vaccinations I would hide. Hey, I thought I was smart. Took my shots, I would cry and catch the flu. But now I see, and so I'm quarantined. Measles and pins up. Measles and pins
up. Oh, boy. Welcome back, measles.
Oh,
welcome back, tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Hiya, polio. Missed ya. Okay, thanks for that. That's just happy clapping.
Uh-huh.
Mike, thanks a lot. Speaking of which,
there's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
He's a clown. That's how
it... Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Don't you think it's time for 11 billion updates to Idiot America, Charlie Pierce?
I'm telling you, I keep pitching it to the powers that be, and they say there's no money in sequels. I said there's no coherence in sequels either, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, because we're
First
out here.
First of all, I want to say welcome to Bella.
Yay, Bella!
Oh, thank you. Yay!
Yeah, I understand that you once had a very promising career in radio. And I hope that one day when you're pumping gas out on the 101, you'll look back on it with, you know, comfort and joy.
Oh, I will.
Welcome to the big ship of fools.
There you go. Charlie, as you know, we're out here in California where apparently Trump sent the military to turn on the giant faucet that we forgot to turn on.
Yeah, oops,
turn
sorry.
I swear to God, he believes that somewhere in the Sierra Nevadas, there's a big spigot.
Yes.
And that he and General Patton marched in and, like, turned it.
Yeah. Oh, we could have had a V8 and more Brondo. We just didn't think of it. We're at this point where the Department of Water and Power has to go, no, none of that. No, the military.
We were fixing the pipes.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you said it's been 1 week now. Wow. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Where you said he pretended to put his hand on the Bible. Oh, actually, he didn't put his hand on the Bible. He promised poor God a bevy of billionaires and suddenly an Amish elder to whom he is for the moment married. She did look a little, right, like Al Capone.
She needed one of those beards that don't have a mustache.
Right.
She looked like Melanie Griffith in Stranger Among Us. Like
sure.
She just needed the beard to be the Hasidic Jew. Okay. But you said, of all the things he promised, to form a more perfect union. Threatens to withhold emergency aid to California until the state adopts a voter ID law. Threatens to withhold aid to states who do not toe his line on immigration. Refers to Governor Newsom as new scum. Okay, these are all the things that he promised. Establish justice. Senate confirms ethically challenged, dubiously truthful Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Plans to install thoroughly crazoid conspiracy flogger Kash Patel as head of the FBI. Mass raids launch in American cities targeting schools and churches. Also attempts by fiat to establish birthright citizenship, a guarantee enshrined in the 14th Amendment. Wow, Charlie, it is a lot. One last one, ensure domestic tranquility. He pardons members of an insurrectionist mob that assaulted the U.S. Capitol, removes security from individuals who are under threat and abroad and at home, fires inspectors, generals of cabinet departments. I'm already winded, and this is the beginning of your piece.
This is the guy who's overturning the preamble to the Constitution. He hasn't really gotten to the Constitution yet.
Yeah, yeah. I thought this headline had a lot of irony. ICE detains Native Americans. who, if you've read a history book, mm-hmm. were here first.
Yeah.
Navajo tribal leaders reported they have received calls and text messages from Navajo people living in urban areas who've been stopped, questioned, or detained by ICE. These raids have sparked significant fear, especially among tribal members in urban areas who face challenges with documentation. Despite possessing certificates of Indian blood, state-issued IDs, mm-hmm. several individuals have been detained or questioned by ICE agents who don't recognize those documents as proof of citizenship.
Yep.
Perhaps if they wrapped it in a blanket infected with smallpox and handed over their...
I would suggest
that up here in Massachusetts, we have a lot of families that are very proud of having arrived in the Mayflower. I think we should send ICE after them.
Yeah.
And send them all back to Holland where they came from.
Exactly.
Wait, Charlie's not done. He writes, fires head of the U.S. Coast Guard, leaves the World Health Organization and Paris Climate Accord, repurposes U.S. military to serve his anti-immigration agenda, continually campaigns for program of seizing land and property from longtime allies, trashes longstanding foreign alliances. Secretary of State Marco Rubio freezes foreign aid. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Hang on, we're not done.
That was provide for the common defense.
Right.
And promote the general welfare.
Mm-hmm. And then you end with promote the general welfare. Who, doggies, here we go, proposes the elimination of FEMA, blacks out all public information capacities of federal public health agencies, grants reviews from the National Institute from Health are canceled without notice, attempts to undo 50 years of environmental regulations, removes environmental justice as criterion for permitting process for new energy project, repeals all climate-related executive orders from the previous administration. Health and Human Service nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. awaits confirmation. We literally are only a week in. That was just your scribblings.
Right. That will be a continuing series on the blog. In fact, I just put up another one today.
Oh, God. I know. I get it. This is part of the plan, right?
Adam Serwer was right. Cruelty was the point.
Yep.
But now cruelty and chaos are the point.
Yeah. So, Drunky McRapey, is that his name? Oh, I'm sorry, Pete Hegseth. I keep getting that name wrong.
Uh-huh.
What is it you call Kavanaugh?
He is also Drunky McRapey.
This would be the second.
Hegseth is the second. He was confirmed by the narrowest possible margin, right? J.D. Vance had to test the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Charlie, once again, never happened. Most secretaries of defense have been confirmed almost 100 to whatever, or 90-something to, you know, practically.
Yeah.
So here we are. This guy's in charge of the nukes.
It's astonishing to me. He's in charge of the Joint Chiefs, who must just be... I mean, I don't know if we can have that many important military leaders drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. I just don't think that's healthy for our national defense.
So,
but...
Yeah. I mean, of course there's more stories about, you know, they're going to strong arm and bully to get all these not wildly unqualified nominees through.
It certainly worked on my old friend Joni Ernst.
Disgraceful.
Given her biography, that is the worst of them so far.
Yep. She gave up all of her principles.
Yep.
Every single one.
I have no idea what you can predict these days, but what do you think? Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard seems to be the only one. So far, John Kennedy said she's on the bubble.
Uh huh.
I think Gabbard's the one they throw overboard.
Yeah.
You know, bank robbers throwing money out the window so that people chasing them will stop and pick it up. Gabbard's going to be that.
John Kennedy was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he says he thinks that Trump is really, really dug in on her, and so that she will actually pass.
No doubt that he was really dug in her. At one point or another, you know, probably involving room service, but.
What does that mean? Okay, wait, here's John Kennedy, on Tulsi
Gabbard. If a nominee acts like a complete meathead or starts screaming like he or she's part of a prison riot, you know, people are going to say, whoa, we need to take a second look. But short of that, I think most, if not all, will be confirmed. The one who's most on the bubble, as you know as well as I do, is Tulsi Gabbard.
First of all, screaming like you're in a prison riot got Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly.
Do you like beer? I like beer.
I was in the room. I like beer. It makes me a very fine fella.
Tears streaming down his face.
Yes.
Amy Klobuchar was the best.
That was a Hall lyric, by the way.
She's like, no, I don't like beer. I think I told you my dad was an alcoholic.
It's one of the great flaws in your character.
Yeah.
So.
And there are so few.
Uh-oh. Susan Collins suggested that.
Is she troubled?
Tulsi, yes.
Okay.
Tulsi Gabbard's last-minute conversion on intelligence gathering might not be what it appears. Her past support for revoking Section 702 of the FISA Act has become a sticking point for several Republican senators. Gabbard has sought to walk back her past criticism of the program, but Collins told The Hill she doesn't necessarily believe Gabbard's change of heart. And you know that Susan Collins is not easily tricked.
How deep are the furrows?
Right? How deep is your love and your furrows?
I mean, don't you use the Mitt Romney thing, the Mitt Romney meter?
Yes, outrage meter.
Judge Susan Collins, too?
We need a Susan Collins concern meter.
We do.
To match Mitt Romney's outrage.
Yeah. Let's send that suggestion to Rocky Mountain Mike.
And the other thing is, I blogged about this yesterday, and a lot of people are emailing me and texting me and saying they didn't know about it. This tuberculosis outbreak in Kansas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the biggest one in history.
3 years. Nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah. Fantastic. My favorite story of cabinet secretaries, Kristi Noem was late to get sworn in. So she had to be sworn in by Clarence Thomas instead of J.D. Vance. She said she was late because she was not in possession of a personal family Bible that she wanted to play. Maybe it's the Bible that was in the hotel room where she was in Corey Lewandowski.
Oh.
Allegedly?
Is it alleged?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's the same Bible is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Charlie, did even you predict this level of show?
She was held up outside the Capitol, a bunch of Capitol police dogs who demanded an explanation.
Yeah, she was late because she was getting the she was getting the puppies.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Charlie, I want to end with sports because you are a noted sports writer as well. I know this will shock you. Trump manages to make Chiefs Super Bowl return all about him. Beat my Buffalo Bills from my hometown. Earning a trip to the Super Bowl. Trump wrote, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. What a great team, coach, quarterback, and virtually everything else, including those fantastic fans that voted for me. MAGA in record numbers.
Wow.
That's not even a drinking game. He will make every single thing about him, right?
That's astonishing to me. By the way, I don't think he's wrong. I mean, he probably carried like 80% of the people in that stadium.
That's entirely positive. I mean, there's the Mahomes factor, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, sort of, yeah. But there's also the idiotic, refusal to change the name of the team.
Choppity-chop.
So.
Yeah. I'm mad about the Commanders.
Harrison Butker.
I just met her. No, I'm just kidding. Butker?
The kicker.
Charlie, here's my point. I'm mad because Harry Dunn was very excited about the Commanders, and I wanted Harry Dunn to get a win this week. So Trump was conspicuously quiet about the team that will be facing off against the Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. You recall during his first term, he canceled a planned White House visit because, of course, he did because he's a giant effing baby.
Right.
Because some of the players decided to boycott the event.
Yep.
So I guess I would say... Fly, Eagles, fly is what I would say about the Super Bowl. That's what I say.
Absolutely. There's no question.
No.
I would make them favorites, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah.
I only learned that in Silver Linings Playbook, by the way. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay. Well, if you don't root for the Eagles, they'll throw batteries at you. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They are not around in Philly, tell you what. All right. Well, Charlie, good luck.
Hey,
good luck to you.
We'll be checking in every Tuesday.
Yes.
Jody and I will be flirting with each other again.
Jody will be back next Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. We'll be flirting with each other again.
No. They're exciting. Let's resume the phone sex. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Goodbye, guys. Bye, Bella. Have a good week.
Bye. Thanks. She's so cute. By the way, someone commented, Chris, on the fact that I had last week said I wanted to squish Bella like a grape.
Uh-huh.
Because she's...
That's
so
weird.
No, but there's a thing. I was diagnosed. Someone, because our fans know everything. Hang on. I have a VAS. It's Violent Affection Syndrome. I didn't know it was a thing. I'm not actually going to squish her like a grape.
It's like cuteness aggression with like a kitten. Like
right, yes. Like, yeah, she's like kitten cuteness. I just want to, it's not going to actually do it.
That'd be weird.
Everybody calm down, VAS, whatever. Okay.
Squish, squishy man.
48. She's, look at her. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by TakeLean.com.
Yep.
My nephew is, I keep telling you, he's already lost some weight. I'm telling you, you know what? It gets you motivated to keep going.
Yeah.
Once you lose a few pounds. We trust that Lean is the real deal for weight loss. It was created by a medical doctor and university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more.
Right.
Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose a meaningful amount of weight but aren't into injections, which can work but have side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar, and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is the same. It's impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss and similar ways with your blood sugar, your appetite, your cravings, converting, helping you convert fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight the smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms for non-religious free thinkers like us. It's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. I want to talk to you about my new best friend, Native Path Collagen. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get your collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, and they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are type 1 and 3. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in smoothies, soups, you name it, because Native Path's recipe is the peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily in the body, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 4 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. My favorite is their private Facebook community, where everyone is sharing success stories, recipes, and just being kind to one another. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause, embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment, passed in 1868, and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Midas Touch is just reporting that Denmark is beefing up its military to defend itself and against an invasion by the United States.
Yeah,
and they're meeting
with
the EU. Yeah, I mean, wasn't he the guy that ran on how Kamala was going to start World War III?
Yep.
Yes, yes, he's the peace president, remember?
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, he's going to be at war with Canada. And Denmark, now the whole EU.
And by the way, remember
Mexico.
We used to say we're a laughing stock? No, now we're a laughing stock. Did you see
now we're laughing
the
stock.
International reaction to his speech at Davos? They're all literally like, what a moron. Like,
I know.
They get what tariffs are. He still doesn't get what tariffs are, right?
No, it's a tax on us. So he's punishing people by taxing us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks
it's
a lot.
Punishing other countries by taxing Americans.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thank you. Oh, we mentioned, I'm so excited about this documentary, the Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah.
He's a...
I can't wait for
it. Friend of Stephanie Miller's show.
I met him at one of your Halloween parties. Or no, Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, hi. I saw him last at Judy Tenuta's funeral, and he didn't tell anyone that he had cancer.
Nope.
Nobody knew he was. Anyway, he was just a dear, sweet person. But it breaks my heart that he. So he came out as gay in this posthumously in this documentary. It's Pee Wee as himself, premiered at Sundance. He said, "I hid behind an alter ego. I spent my entire adult life hiding. I was a huge weed head. I was secretive about my sexuality, even to my friends, out of self-hatred or self-preservation. I was conflicted about sexuality, but fame was way more complicated."
Yeah.
And he famously, because you remember Cassandra Peterson, who's also our good friend,
Elvira,
who was a very good friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying he was the one that advised her to stay in the closet because he said it'll ruin your career. You're like a sex symbol for men.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was a kids show character.
Sure.
And I told you the famous story. She told it on our show on Happy Hour that she went to Pee Wee Herman's psychologist.
Yep.
Which I feel like you might deserve what you get if you go to Pee Wee Herman's therapist.
Yeah.
But she said she was like pouring her heart out and crying to the therapist, and the therapist was giggling. And she said, why are you giggling? And then Pee Wee popped up from behind the couch and went, ah! And I was like, that seems unethical, illegal, something, Cassandra. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But I guess before all of that, he was out. He was dating someone named Guy.
Right.
And then once his fame took off like a rocket, he had to go back into the closet.
Yeah.
And there he remained until his death.
Yeah. He's a sweet, tortured soul. And I just...
Yep.
See, that Belle, I'm hoping your generation, you don't have to, nobody has to come out because you were never in, right?
The
gay is not a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing. It's still a thing.
In some circles, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about your boyfriend. What's his name?
Oh my gosh, his name is Jack. He's a screenwriter.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great writer. Hire him, everyone.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. All right, Jack, the screenwriter. Let's go. Hardly anyone in Hollywood has a script, so let's... I'm kidding. Anne in Nevada, real quick. Hey, Anne.
Hey, Steffi, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
All right. We have a board in my work that we have to decorate for every month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the official floral designer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh.
So we decided that for our January thing, instead of doing anything for the inauguration, we would do Martin Luther King all month.
Okay.
And we did.
Nice.
And we've gotten several complaints about it. And I'm very proud of that.
Nice.
Oh, good.
But for February, we're doing the little conversation hearts on it. And on one of them, we're putting egg prices with a question mark.
Very good.
And that's
Snark.
My little silent protest.
Yay. Yay. Yay for you. Protest however you can.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hal Sparks next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
What's special about our next program? Nothing.
Corn chip day.
So what? That's nothing.
It's a big day.
Give me a damn corn chip.
I don't like corn chips.
It goes great in chili.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration operations are taking a high-profile public approach. ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was at the arrest of a suspected gang member in New York City.
She arrived in New York City early this morning to accompany personnel from multiple federal agencies, tweeting photos, videos, and a message. And we're quoting here that dirtbags like this will continue to be removed from our streets.
There's uncertainty over aid programs after the White House Budget Office ordered a freeze on all grants and aid aside from Social Security and Medicare in order to evaluate if the spending is consistent with President Trump's policies. Consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in January. That measures Americans' assessment of economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Shares of NVIDIA trading higher today after the chipmaker lost almost $600 billion in market cap Monday. This is ABC News.